Before we go forward with our lesson, I am wondering if there are any questions about what we have covered already. Is there anything that Pastor Jamie or I have presented that you would like to ask about?
សូមសួរមកអតីតកាលមានបងប្អូនយ៉ាងម៉េចបញ្ជូនក្នុងថ្ងៃណាឲ្យគាត់បញ្ជូនមកពីការបង្រៀនរបស់គាត់គាត់បានបង្រៀនយើងថាអ្វីដែលមាននៅក្នុងព្រះគម្ពីរថ្មីយើងជឿការបង្រៀនរបស់បងប្អូនរបស់មនុស្សប្រសិនបើលោកគ្រូអ្នកគ្រូមានសំណួរមានចំណងត្រង់ចំណុចណាដែលយើងបានរៀនមួយថ្ងៃខ្លះសូមសួរគាត់
privilege. What is a privilege of God? How big a privilege of God?
How big is the family of God?
Privilege.
How powerful is God is the question?
Yeah.
Okay. God is more powerful than we could ever imagine.
ឯព្រះម្ចាស់គឺមានអំណាចខ្លាំងអស្ចារ្យដែលយើងមិនអាចវាស់ស្ទង់ស្ទាបបានឡើយហើយព្រះអង្គមានអំណាចខ្លាំងណាស់ដែលយើងមិនអាច
God is so powerful that he created everything.
ព្រះម្ចាស់មានអំណាចពោពេញទៅដោយអំណាចព្រោះព្រះម្ចាស់បានបង្កើតគ្រប់របស់ទាំងអស
់ And God is so powerful that he can never be destroyed.
ហើយព្រះម្ចាស់មានអំណាចខ្លាំងយ៉ាងណោះហើយតែមិនមាននរណាម្នាក់អាចបំផ្លិចបំផ្លាញមកឡើយ
God can do anything that he wants to do
ព្រះម្ចាស់អាចធ្វើអ្វីបានទៅតាមប្របំណងព្រះទេពទ្រង់ចង់ធ្វើ
His power is complete power
ព្រះម្ចាស់មានអំណាចគឺអំណាចឥតខ្ចោះអូខេមានសំណួរសួរទៀតទេបើមានសំណួរសូមសួរJesus said, don't afraid the man, just heal the body.
Yes.
But a faith be that God can destroy our soul and our body.
Yes.
Why is different?
Yes. That is a very good question. In the book of Matthew, we do read where Jesus says, do not be afraid of men who can destroy your body with death.
ហើយតែយើងបានរៀននៅក្នុងគម្ពីរម៉ាថាយបានប្រាប់យើងយ៉ាងច្បាស់ថាកុំឲ្យខ្លាចមនុស្សដែលសម្លាប់បានតែរូបកាយ
Instead he says be afraid of God who is able to destroy body and soul in hell
ហើយនោះជំនួសមកវិញថាសូមយើងខ្លាចដល់ព្រះជាម្ចាស់ដែលអាចបំពេញទាំងព្រលឹងវិញ្ញាណនិងរូបកាយទៅក្នុងឋាននរក
The lesson that Jesus is teaching us
ប៉ុន្តែមេរៀនដែលព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទបង្រៀនយើង
is about the power of God
នោះស្ដីអំពីអំណាចនៃព្រះម្ចាស់ទី
Men can only only do so much. The most powerful men can only do so many things. And when we are dead, they can do no more to us. But God's power is so great that He can continue to do things even after our death. God's power is complete. When we are natural men in the condition of Adam, we are deserving of eternal death. We deserve to have our bodies and our souls destroyed in hell. And God is able to do that. But Jesus Christ came to save us from our sin. In Romans chapter 8 and verse
1,
the Bible tells us that there is now no condemnation. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
Okay, amen.
We honor God because God is able to do all things. But we do not fear God as one who is going to pour out His wrath upon us. Because there is no wrath, no condemnation if we are in Christ Jesus. So when Pastor Jamie told us this morning that we cannot be destroyed if we are in Christ Jesus, he was speaking not of a limitation on God's power to act. But instead of salvation in Christ Jesus. God will not destroy those for whom Jesus died. Because God promised to save those for whom Jesus came. Turn to the book of Titus, chapter
1.
And read verse 2 of chapter 1.
So I'm copying the number of boy. But some of the top.
That's the place of come, that you were the middle of the night. That's the airport on Jeff Wood. Throw back on Yahoo off the airport.
Amen.
Amen. We have said that God has all power and can do anything.
I hear my name that.
But one thing God cannot do is lie.
He
cannot deny himself. And before the world began, God promised eternal life to everyone that He chose.
មុនពេលដែលព្រះម្ចាស់បានសន្យាឲ្យពួកគេមានជីវិតនោះព្រះម្ចាស់បានជ្រើសតាំងរួចទៅហើយ
So all of the power that brought the world into existence
គ្រប់ទាំងអំណាចដែលបាននាំ
God committed to the salvation of his people
ព្រះម្ចាស់បានធ្វើគ្រប់ទាំងកិច្ចការទាំងអស់ដោយឯកជនសម្រាប់រាជរបស់ព្រះម្ចាស់
Now when Jesus preached and said, "Don't fear what men will do to you,"
Allah ព្រះយេស៊ូវមានព្រះបន្ទូលថាកុំឲ្យខ្លាចចំពោះមនុស្សដែលធ្វើការបាន
To men and women who did not believe,
ទៅលើអ្នកដែលបរិសុទ្ធដែលមិនជឿ
He was warning them that destruction awaited of a greater degree than death.
ហើយតែពួកគេបានធ្វើការយល់ព្រមពីងនឹងសេចក្តីស្លាប
់ But to those of us who believe
ប៉ុន្តែយើងទៅតាមការជឿ
It is a promise that we do not need to fear men
នោះឯងខ្ញុំបានសន្យាថាកុំឲ្យខ្លាចបរិសុទ្ធស្ត្រីនោះ
Because while they may destroy our bodies with death
ពីព្រោះគេនឹងត្រូវបានកំទេចរូបរាងកាយទាំងអស់
God is the only one with power to destroy soul and body in hell. And God promised that he would not do that to us. That is why as Christians we face death as the Apostle Paul did.
ហើយនោះហើយគឺអ្វីដែលគ្រីស្ទបរិស័ទទាំងអស់មានស្លាប់មានស្លាប
់ Paul told the Philippian church
Paul បានប្រាប់នៅក្នុងក្រុមជំនុំភីលីប
that he desired to depart and be with God
ដែលគាត់បានសម្រេចចិត្តចេញពីព្រះម្ចាស
់ because it would be far better
ពីព្រោះវិឆ្ងាយ
Christians do not see death as something terrible to be afraid of. Instead, we see death as an opportunity to be with God in heaven. When Paul was an old man and knew that his life would soon be taken from him, he wasn't afraid. The Apostle Paul instead said, "There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness."
He
said, "I've finished my course. I've run my race." He said, "God is going to reward me." And he doesn't say because of what he's done.
ពីព្រោះគាត់បាននិយាយថាគាត់បានធ្វើ
But because of Jesus Christ
ដោយព្រោះព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
And he said that same reward awaits for all of us
នោះហើយគឺអ្វីដែលព្រះម្ចាស់បានទទួលយើងគ្រប់គ្រប់គ្នា
Who love his appearing
នោះហើយដែលព្រះម្ចាស់ស្រឡាញ
់ So nothing can destroy us
ដូច្នេះហើយគ្មានអ្វីមួយកំទេចយើងចេញពីព្រះម្ចាស់បានទេ
Nothing can separate us
មានអ្វីអាចបំបែកយើងបាន
From Christ Jesus
ចេញពីព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទបានទេ
Because he loved us and gave himself for us
ពីព្រោះព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទទ្រង់ស្រឡាញ់ហើយលះបង់អង្គទ្រង់ដើម្បីយើង
Let's turn again and someone read the last verses of Romans chapter 8
So ឯណាម្នាក់អាចនៅក្នុងគម្ពីររ៉ូម8ចុងក្រោយ
Romans chapter 8 verse 35 through 39
គម្ពីរ8ខ35 ដល់
39បាទអាចារ្យក៏ជឿចិត្តពីទៅបានរបស់ផងបោះអត់ទៅបានថាសេចក្តីគំថាសេចក្តីវិញ្ញាសេចក្តីជាទៀតដែលអត់ទៀតសេចក្តីអាក្រាសេចក្តីអន់អន្តរាយឬតាមពីឯងដូចជាសេចក្តីចៃទៅបោះថាយើងនៅដល់ពីសម្រាប់អរព្រះគរនេះដល់យើងដល់ព្រះគេរអគេរគេទុកទ្រង
Did that answer the question?
Okay, the first question, he had two questions. Second question, does or do have the tree at the heaven, in the heaven or not?
We have.
Have the tree in the heaven or not?
Have
tree?
Trees?
Yeah, in the
trees
heaven.
Trees in heaven?
Yeah.
Brother Jamie, did you want to address that one?
Have the tree in the heaven or not?
Well, let me just say that what we believe about heaven has to be based upon the Word of God. The Bible teaches us that in heaven we will be satisfied. The Bible talks about a tree of life that is in the midst of heaven. I believe that tree represents Jesus Christ. But there are many things about heaven that I cannot tell you about today.
The tree of the life is Jesus Christ, according to Revelation chapter 22. Yeah.
Yes, so is he asking a question?
No.
Oh, he's saying, yeah, the tree of life is.
Yeah.
So,
Revelation chapter 22, verse 2.
Yes. Is he asking if that's Jesus Christ?
No, he talk about the tree at the heaven.
The question is in Revelation 22, verse 2.
Yeah.
Is that a tree in heaven?
Yeah.
Clearly, the Word of God says that it is the tree of life in heaven. The book of Revelation is full of symbolic language. But when it comes to speaking of heaven, when it speaks of things that we do not know about, we receive it and we believe it. There are many details, as Pastor Jamie said, that we cannot understand completely. But one day we will know perfectly. I have one more question before I begin this next session. We read together Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. We said that if we are in Christ Jesus, nothing can separate us from the love of God. I would ask you, how do we get to be in Christ Jesus? Is it by believing, or is it through God's election? Exactly, by God's choosing.